Good morning and welcome everyone to the America's Health Rankings Senior Report measuring the state of senior health session. So if that's where you intended to be, you are in the right place. My name is Shelley Espinoza and I'm Director of Community Affairs with United Health Foundation, and we are the publishers of the annual America's Health Rankings Report as well as the senior version of the report. I'm going to kick us off today and then we'll turn it over to our panelists. So we'll go ahead and get started and we should have some time at the end for questions. So the objectives of today's session is to describe the geographical variation in senior smoking, obesity, physical inactivity, hospice use, hospital deaths, and premature mortality, and to identify the associations between health behaviors and self-reported health status, as well as to identify which community characteristics and health behaviors are associated with high rates of premature death and preventable hospitalizations among seniors. Today we'll start with a brief introduction by myself. We will then turn it over to Sarah, who will talk about smoking, physical inactivity, and obesity among seniors, followed by Ben, who will talk about state-level variation in hospital death rates and hospice utilization, and then Becky, who will talk about influences of health behaviors and community characteristics on preventable hospitalizations, and then we'll wrap up with Dr. Anna Schenk talking about geographic variation and correlates of premature mortality among seniors. And I'll provide a bit more introduction to each of our speakers in just a bit here. But we thought it would be helpful to start today's session with a high-level overview of America's Health Rankings for those of you who aren't as familiar with the report. America's Health Rankings is the longest-running state-level assessment of the nation's health, and in fact, we're really excited to celebrate the 25th anniversary of America's Health Rankings, which will be released on December 10th of this year. So be watching in the news that day, and you can go find the most up-to-date information for your states. We, through the report, identify both state and national health trends, and over the last 25 years have really evolved from a report and providing the rankings to an interactive tool where we provide very robust information both within the report as well as on our website. The reports are reviewed annually by a scientific advisory committee, and that committee is chaired by Dr. Anna Schenk out of UNC Chapel Hill Gillings School of Public Health. And as I mentioned, United Health Foundation publishes the report each year in partnership with APHA and Partnership for Prevention. As you're all aware of, we also have the America's Health Rankings Senior Report. It's definitely a sister report to the annual report, and we look at state-level and national indicators. We have 34 metrics that make up the report, and the second edition of that report was just released in May of this year. You can also find all things related to the Senior Report on the americashealthrankings.org website. The objective of this report is to really help drive the discussion around the health of Americans that are 65 years and older, and hopefully to encourage or inspire action among communities, governments, stakeholders, and individuals. This report was also developed under the guidance of an esteemed panel of public health and aging scholars. And just so you're aware, or if you haven't had a chance to dive into the data, we have obesity, physical inactivity, and health status, all broken down by gender, race, ethnicity, urbanicity, education, and income. So you can find all that detailed information on our website. The Senior Report is a comprehensive index, and we've chosen to focus on several different areas: behaviors, community, both macro and micro, policy, clinical care, all leading to health outcomes. And the model itself is a 75-25 model, so 75% of the model is focused on the determinants of health, with 25% being focused on the outcomes. And this is the slide where I have to look at my notes because I'm not the data analyst in the room. So we first use secondary data sources where we gather all of the information that we include in America's Health Rankings. And then the data is normalized using the U.S. median or average, and we come up with a Z-score. And then we eliminate all of the outliers, and then we multiply each measure by a weight based on its importance. And then we come up with the sum of the weighted scores, and then finally the rank of states. Did I get that okay? to look at my expert over here. And because some of you may not have seen your ranking for the 2014 edition of our report, we thought it was important to share here. So Minnesota, Hawaii, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts are the top five states, with Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Louisiana, and Mississippi rounding out the bottom five states. So we also thought it would be helpful to share with you some of the ways that you can use America's Health Rankings and give you a bit of a sneak peek as to some of the tools that you can find on our website. Within the report and for each state, we highlight the strengths and challenges of each state, as well as some of the key highlights or changes that have taken place. We have a really great tool called the Core Metrics Diagram, and you'll see a snapshot of that on the screen here. So basically, both the color and the size of the circles show the impact on health in your state. So for example, you'll see for seniors, low care nursing home and nursing home quality are a couple of the indicators, along with smoking, physical inactivity, and obesity, that are really driving the negative implications of health for seniors in Louisiana. And you can find this tool on our website for every state, and you'll see the color shadings, green and red, and the overall impact on health. We also have a very robust Take Action resource library available on our website, and we recently were able to integrate our resource library with the Robert Wood Johnson's County Health Rankings and Roadmaps resource library, so it's an even more robust tool than it has been in prior years. And you can access all of this information on americashealthrankings.org. And we have a variety of PDF tools and such available for each state on the website as well. And I had mentioned a minute ago the Take Action resource library. It's really easy to find on our website. You simply would click on Take Action, which is in the main header of the website. You can either select the annual report or the senior report. You can select a measure that you're interested in improving, and then you can click on View. And in step five there, you'll see it pops up a list of actions that are associated with whatever indicator you're interested in, and then you can download information and choose the actions that you want to take from the list. So with that, I am going to do a quick introduction of each of our speakers before we turn it over to the panel. We will start with Sarah Milder, who is a co-author of the America's Health Rankings Report and the America's Health Rankings Senior Report. She is a research consultant for Arundel Street Consulting. We also have Ben Kofed, who is an intern with Arundel Street Consulting and an MPH student candidate, and he'll be presenting today on state-level variation in hospital death rates and hospice utilization. And then we will turn it over to Becky Spitzer, who's an MPH candidate at the Gilling School of Global Public Health at UNC. And then finally, we will wrap up with Dr. Anna Schenk, who is with the Public Health Leadership Program at UNC Chapel Hill Gilling's School of Global Public Health, and on the faculty there as well. So with that, let's go ahead and get started.
Hello. I'm going to be looking at the health behaviors, smoking, physical inactivity, and obesity among adults aged 65 and older, and how they relate to health status. And I'm going to be talking about, because place matters, as we've heard throughout this whole conference, I'm going to talk about the geographic variation within those behaviors, and then like I said, I'm going to talk about how they're related to health status. My disclosure is I work for Arundel Street Consulting, which receives funding from the United Health Foundation to write America's Health Rankings. Shelley already kind of touched on the model, but we have a holistic model of health where we look at behaviors, policy, community environment factors, and clinical care. And we, these health determinants impact health outcomes in each state. So we know that health behaviors have an immediate or delayed impact on the health of, on health outcomes, affecting the overall health of seniors. And the outcome that I'm going to look at is health status. And this is a measure where respondents are asked to rate their health as either being excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor. And we know that self-rated health status is an independent predictor of mortality, and some studies have had have found associations between smoking and obesity and health status, and also physical inactivity and health status in older women. I wanted to look at these measures in adults age 65 and older to see how these measures impacted the health status of older adults. So I'm going to describe the geographic variation in prevalence by state for each of these three behaviors. And I'm going to examine the one-year changes between the 2013 and the 2014 edition of America's Health Rankings. And then I'm going to look at the association with health status for each of the three behaviors. So using the three state-level behavior measures, we mapped them and looked at one-year changes. And I'll be presenting the correlations between each of the three behaviors and high health status. I'll get into the results, but just as a preliminary overall result, all three behaviors were inversely associated with high health status among seniors, with physical inactivity being the strongest predictor. So I'm going to talk about physical inactivity now. This is a map that shows the geographic variation among physical inactivity in seniors age 65 and older throughout the country. There is a large variance. You can see that in California, the rate is 22.4% of inactive seniors, and in California, 42%. In Kentucky, 42% of seniors are inactive, and the U.S. Prevalence is 28.7%. Here I broke down, or I'm presenting the prevalences in the top five states and the bottom five states in this bar graph, so you can really see the difference between the top five states and the bottom five states for physical inactivity. And I see that we have a little formatting issue. So there really is a large difference there. Looking at the 2013 data versus the 2014 data, we did find a significant decrease in physical inactivity, which is a good sign. Physical inactivity nationally decreased from 30.3% to 28.7%. And in 16 states, the physical inactivity prevalence decreased significantly. Unfortunately, in one state, it increased significantly. So these are the 16 states that decreased physical inactivity in the last year. I also included, besides the prevalence and the confidence intervals, because we are a ranking, I included in the last column what that change, that decrease, did to the rank. And this is not the overall rank for the state, but the physical inactivity rank. So you can see that, you know, in Tennessee, they went from 50th to 39th in physical inactivity in 1 year with this decrease in physical inactivity. I'm not going to read it all. I'll just let you guys look. And then in Kentucky, physical inactivity increased from 34.5% to 38.2%, worsening its rank from 40th to 50th. So this is the correlation of health status and physical inactivity. You can see that the higher the rate of physical inactivity, the lower the percentage of seniors reporting that their health is excellent or very good. And this was a significant correlation and the strongest correlation out of the three behaviors that I looked at. So next I'm going to look at obesity. This map shows the geographic variation in obesity throughout the country. Obesity varies among seniors from a low of 14.1% in Hawaii to a high of 30.4% in Louisiana. The U.S. rate is 25.8% of seniors. And this slide shows the prevalences among the top five states and the bottom five states for obesity. You can also see the U.S. average, how that relates to the top and bottom five. So between 2013 and 2014, there was no change in obesity nationally. It did decrease in D.C., did not decrease in any states, but did decrease significantly in the District of Columbia from 26.3% to 19.1%. And the rate of obesity among seniors increased in two states, in Kentucky and Nevada. So that increase dropped Kentucky's obesity ranking from 23rd to 44th and dropped Nevada's from 2nd to 11th. And here is the correlation. So you can see here, as obesity increases, the percentage of adults saying that their health is excellent or very good also decreases. So it's also an inverse association and significant at the 0.05 level. On to smoking. Here's the geographic variation in the thematic map of smoking. Smoking varied from a low of 4.7% of seniors in Utah to a high of 14.3% in Nevada. The U.S. prevalence is 8.7%. And here are the top five states and the bottom five states with the U.S. average in the middle for smoking. There's a 10% difference between Utah and Nevada. And nationally, there was no change in smoking between 2013 and 2014. Smoking did decrease significantly in three states, in Michigan, Montana, and Wisconsin. You can see that the significant decrease in the prevalence of seniors who smoke changed Michigan's ranking from 35th to 9th, Montana's from 43rd to 12th, and Wisconsin's from 31st to 5th. Here is the correlation. Again, a very strong inverse relationship. As the percentage of seniors smoke go up, the percentage of those that report their health is excellent or very good goes down. So my first limitation here isn't actually a limitation. It's just a point that I wanted to make, that when we measure physical inactivity in the senior report, we exclude seniors that report that their health status is poor. So that if those were in my data, that relationship would probably be stronger than what we saw. And I just wanted to mention that our data, all the measures that I talked about today come from BRFIS. And there's a one-year data lag between the BRFIS measures and what is published in America's Health Rankings. So I'm talking about the 2014 edition of America's Health Rankings, but the data from BRFIS is 2012. So actually there's a two-year data lag for senior America's Health Rankings. So from what I found, it looks like improving modifiable health behaviors, especially physical inactivity and smoking and obesity, may lead to better health status among seniors. Programs that focus on these behaviors may increase rates of high health status. And that's my contact information. Oh, sorry. I'll bring it back up for you.